Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Are you the parent of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old? Are you getting them vaccinated? Here's the stats. 70% of parents say they have not even spoken to their pediatricians or other healthcare providers about the vaccine for their child. Dr. Alin Abraham with internal medicine at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital is joining us. Do you find that statistic surprising that parents aren't even asking about it?
Absolutely. And it is a very important vaccine to ask about. More and more, though, I think as the awareness is growing, we are starting to get more questions.
Yeah, I bet. They said more than 4 in 10 black parents of unvaccinated children, 6 months to 4 years, say they're concerned they might have to take time off. Like if their kid has some, you know, every once in a while you get a vaccine, you don't feel good for a day, so they're worried about missing work. 45% of Hispanic parents say they're concerned they won't be able to get their child vaccinated at a place they trust. What is the latest on the vaccine for children under 5? Where do you go?
So at this point, there are certain locations, certain clinics that are offering it. Most pharmacies are administering the vaccine to children age 3 and up. Some pharmacies, if you have an appointment, are administering it at younger ages. Several immediate care, several pediatrician offices are also administering the vaccine. So there are several locations at this point where you can go. So the most important thing is to talk to your pediatrician about it to find out those resources.
Yeah, it's crazy that 70% haven't even broached the conversation with their pediatrician. Now, according to this study, it was done by Kaiser Family Foundation, and they talked to over 471 parents with a child under the age of 5, overall almost 2,000 U.S. adults. But they found through this research and through questioning folks that the hesitation isn't just from people who are unvaccinated. Even among parents who are vaccinated, about 1 in 4, 25%, say they will definitely not get their young child the shot. Are your patients talking to you about that? What do you think the reason is behind that?
I think whenever there is a new vaccine that's out, there is a lot of hesitation and a lot of anxiety about how safe is it. And especially with our young children, we don't want to administer anything that we feel there hasn't been researched. But in this case, there has been a significant amount of research put into this. And at this point, even it took this long to get this vaccine approved in children under 5. And many parents of children that have asthma or underlying chronic lung disease or have prematurity have been waiting for this to come through because of fear that their child will get sick with this. And so it took a long time. There was thorough research done. Pfizer studied 4,500 children. Moderna studied 11,700 children to get this approved and get the data that was needed to show that it's safe and effective. And so there absolutely has been research. And at this point, we can say that it is a safe and effective vaccine for children.
Somebody just sent a text and said, my grandson just received his vaccine 3 weeks ago, and he just turned 1 on June 15th. I've got a great nephews. One is 2 and 1 is 4, and they're set to get vaccinated next week. But my nephew, their dad, works at Stanford. He's in medical, and he's relieved. Like, he's really happy. He's like, I can't wait till they're vaccinated. I feel like we can be freer because they live in California and they wear masks quite often. If you had a kid, would you vaccinate? And do you have a child? Are you a mom?
Yes, I am, and absolutely. My children are getting vaccinated, and I do think this is a big bonus. My children are in daycare. We want to make sure that they stay protected. It's not uncommon, and probably most of us parents have been told that there was an exposure for one of our children, and they need to be quarantined for a period of time. And so vaccinating them prevents them from getting sick and getting severe illness, and then also helps to shorten that quarantine, too. And so it does absolutely benefit all of us.
Because we now know it doesn't keep us from getting it, especially with the new variants that we keep getting pounded by. So it does keep children from being as sick, and the quarantine would stay the same, right?
So actually, if a child is fully vaccinated and up to date and they had an exposure, they would not usually need to be quarantined as long as they are asymptomatic.
Well, that's a benefit, isn't it? Especially if you're a working parent and you have a child in daycare.
That is absolutely a benefit of being vaccinated.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your input because I think a lot of people are hesitant. And the study that was published, they weren't able to actually put their finger on it other than I might miss work, not sure where I can take my kid. It's got to be a place I trust. But once again, for those who do want to get their children under five vaccinated, you said talk to your pediatrician. And
yes.
And now some pharmacies are offering that, right, as long as they're above the age of three?
Exactly.
All right. Dr. Lynn Abraham, internal medicine. She's a doctor at Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. So if there's anything to be taken away from that, talk to your doctor. They know best, and they know your child best. Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.